Good morning. Australian netball coach Lisa Alexander has been able to celebrate her 100th test in charge of the Diamonds. Australia's beaten the Silver Ferns 48-42 in the second Consolation Cup test in Auckland to square the four-game series. Alexander wanted to do something a bit different in the build-up to the game and revealed that the Diamonds got a bit of inspiration from a former All Blacks captain.
Don't tell them that, though. Richie McCaw's movie, we had a little clip of that too, when he talks about the moments and when the forensic psychiatrist talks about how we worked with Richie, and we're very struck by that, you know, how inspirational that is.
Lisa Alexander. The next two tests are in Australia, with the third game in Sydney on Sunday. The New Zealand men's sprint team has started the new track cycling season in record-breaking fashion. Sam Webster, Ethan Mitchell and Eddie Dawkins have ridden their fastest ever time on the opening night of the Oceania Championships in Invercargill. They stopped the clock at 42.508 seconds, almost 0.03 of a second faster than the New Zealand record they set at the 2016 Rio Olympics. Bulgarian police have identified 15 fans they suspect are responsible for subjecting Black England footballers to racist abuse and arrested six of them. The nine not arrested are under police investigation, with three wanted. England's 6-0 Euro 2020 qualifying win over Bulgaria in Sofia was stopped twice in the first half following racist chanting by home supporters. The NRL Grand Final will stay in Sydney until 2046, ending hopes of New Zealand snaring the Rugby League showpiece in the next 3 years. A number of cities have expressed an interest in hosting the Grand Final while Sydney's Olympic Stadium is being redeveloped. But the NRL has now reached a deal with the New South Wales state government that will see the season deciders staged at the Sydney Cricket Ground for the next 2 years and then the Sydney Football Stadium in 2022, before returning to the Olympic venue. Koina na pūlongo, hakina kina.